today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters, salamun alaikum. May Allah accept all of our du'as and prayers during this holy month, the month of Ramadan. We're going to speak about the formation of good habits. We are in the month of Ramadan, so it's a very interesting and useful topic to discuss about. Ramadan tajalla wa btasama tuba lil 'abdi idha tanama arda maulahu bima iltazama tuba lin nafsi bitaqwaha. But first we'll look at the calendar. Today, Wednesday, is the 28th of the month of Ramadan 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Farvardin 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of the April 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verses 19 to 23 of chapter Ma'arij.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innal insana khuliqa halu'a.
Indeed, mankind was created anxious.
Idha massahu ash-sharru jazu'a.
When evil touches him, impatient.
Wa idha massahu al-khayru manu'a.
And when good touches him, withholding of it.
إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ.
Except the observers of prayer.
الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ.
Those who are constant in their prayer.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is narrated from the noble prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, as saying, "The most beloved of acts before Allah Almighty is what is done constantly, even if it happens to be seemingly insignificant." It is narrated from Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, that what is intended herein is that whenever man regards one of the supererogatory things as an obligation and constantly does the deed. Another tradition narrated from the Imam, peace be upon him, reflects that the blessed concerns the establishment of obligatory ritual prayers. During the month of Ramadan, Muslims all over the world unite in the daily ritual of fasting from dawn to dusk. Throughout this blessed month, it is important for Muslims to follow a healthy diet that will provide energy and nourishment throughout the day and avert health problems. In the most sacred month of the Islamic year, Muslims cleanse their bodies from toxins and become closer to Allah by other acts of worship such as prayer, reading the Quran, and charity. People often break their fast with massive feasts rich in a variety of dishes, sweets, and fried foods, leading to an increase in cholesterol and perhaps diabetes and weight gain, the opposite of what fasting is about. Instead, Muslims should start simple habits, during the month of Ramadan to have a healthier lifestyle.
Today we are going to talk about keeping Ramadan's spirit alive in ourselves even after the holy month. Sometimes we are worried that these good habits that we gained in the holy month of Ramadan, in this holy month of Ramadan, might not last. But it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, a number of psychologists agree that a person needs about 3 weeks to develop a good habit if you have been praying regularly, fasting, controlling your temper, trying to be more patient, or keeping any other good habit during the holy month of Ramadan, you're almost sure, inshallah, to keep up with it afterwards. Nonetheless, we all slip up as well. The drive that pushes us to the good in Ramadan is usually not as strong the rest of the year. It was Allah who gave us the ability to keep the good habit in Ramadan and the holy month. And only He can help us maintain it afterwards. So make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us not only keep the habit, but He accepts it and makes it a way for us to grow in closeness to Him. Second is to make it a habit for ourselves. If we want to keep a good habit, we have to make sure they remain part of our daily schedule. For instance, fasting. I don't know if you have heard of this or not, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged fasting on Mondays and Thursdays. So it's a good habit to keep it with ourselves. He said that a man's deeds are reported to Allah on Mondays and Thursdays, and I prefer that I should be fasting when my deeds are reported. This is a great way of maintaining the habit so we are not getting rusty by the next month of Ramadan. Evaluating ourselves, our intentions, words and actions every night. It's a very good way to maintain good habits. Or self-evaluation does not only help us to see where we are and where we have got to go, it's also a great reminder of what we're supposed to do.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special and focusing on formation of good habits. Dear brothers and sisters, while we might try to convince ourselves that Ramadan is a holy month and therefore requires more efforts, it is important to remember that an act done constantly, even if a little, pleases Allah, and the most beloved of deeds to Allah are those that are continuous, even if they are few. But how exactly can you maintain the heightened feelings of spirituality in and after the holy month? If you are blessed enough to be able to see the next Ramadan, do you want to enter it in the same state you entered this one? There is nothing more sacred after the fundamental obligations of faith than searching for knowledge. Therefore, if we are to be seekers of knowledge throughout our lives, then surely we should use each Ramadan to build up our successes of the previous one. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا أنت العظيم يا فيك الرجاء يا أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال The month of Ramadan is passing, so how can I uphold the productive practices of this month? One of the ways is comparing ourselves now to how we were before Ramadan. How do you behave differently? How do you feel spiritually? Do you feel you could have done better in some areas? Make a list comparing the present you and the you before Ramadan. How are you different? If you have truly striven to participate fully in the holy month, then you will have no problem completing this exercise. Another way is making a list of practices that we adopted during this Ramadan. How was your life different during Ramadan compared with the rest of the year? Set yourself a target of how you envisage yourself by the time you reach the next Ramadan, inshallah. This way you can keep focus what it is you're working towards.
As we know, it does take a while to develop a good habit. One problem that we have today in our society is the culture of instant gratification. And this is produced largely by our technology. Because our technology has become so fast-paced, we expect instant results, right? That's what technology is teaching us. Everything is at the touch of a button. You've got Amazon Prime here. It's next day shipping, right? You have that in Canada too. People are so impatient when they want to buy something, they want it shipped the next day. Have you seen on Amazon when you're trying to buy something, it says, do you want this in the next 15 hours, 46 minutes, 19 seconds? Now really, does your life really depend on that? Such that you're so obsessed with when it will be shipped? This is the culture of instant gratification. Our youngsters especially are growing up being really impatient. They want things instantaneously. It takes time. Don't expect instant results. Some people, they pray one day, 2 days, 3 days, they expect instant results. It doesn't work that way. You need to be consistent. Then after a while, you will see results. And if you force yourself too much, you could actually get a spiritual sore. Those of you who have worked out, you know what I mean. If you've not been in shape for a while, and then you go to the gym, and then suddenly for 2-3 hours you're working out, or if you have not ran in a while, and then you start running for even 5 minutes, what happens to your muscles? They get sore. A lot of people, they develop spiritual sores because suddenly they want to completely transform their lives 100%, and they expect instant results. It doesn't work that way. Islam teaches us, take small steps. Take small steps. When it comes to any challenge you're going through, be consistent. The hadith states that which is little, minimum, but is consistent is better than that which is a lot, but inconsistent. So for example, on night two, we talked about lowering the gaze. That's very difficult for a lot of people. And I know a lot of youth, when they make the decision, that's it. They just want to walk outside like that. Not seeing anything. It's not going to work. It's going to work for like a week. Then you'll be back to your old habits. Why? Because you're not taking steps that are solid. It's too fast, the transformation you're trying to achieve.
That was all for this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we continue interesting topics, especially during this month. Till another meeting, fi amanillah. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد
محمد نبي علي الإمام
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي